at North Greenville. Actually, teammates with Jax Cash, who will be, again, reinserted into the Crosscutters lineup here tonight. Won't be catching, will be DHing tonight, like I mentioned. But looking over this this Crosscutters lineup, I just thought it was interesting to see Sabine Ceballos, finding himself at doing the catching duties tonight. Obviously, or on the rosters that we are provided here, Jax Cash is listed as a catcher, as Eddie Niemann, but Eddie Niemann gets the rest tonight. I was just a little surprised. Not that Ceballos probably can't do an efficient job there. I was just surprised to see him behind the plate tonight instead of his third base spot where we saw him last night. Your thoughts on that change? Do you think it'll impact their defense, and possibly will we see some errors from them tonight?
I mean, I think personally it just depends upon how comfortable Sabine Ceballos is back there behind the plate and how much he's worked with this Crosscutters pitching staff. I mean, it's certainly not something that you can just say in the blink of an eye, oh, I want to catch tonight, and you go out there, you put the gear on and squat behind the plate for nine innings. I mean, you have to be familiar with what each of these guys are going to throw, when they want to throw, what they prefer to throw in each scenario in terms of the count of the at-bat, and then also get the opportunity to deal with wild pitches, balls getting away, thrown down to second or third, guys trying to run on you. And I think that would have been something that we would have seen a lot tonight, or we potentially will still see tonight, is the fact that with Sabine Ceballos behind the plate, Jed Jerko and his coaching staff are going to run a lot tonight in terms of stealing bases. We've seen it the previous two games, but something that I anticipate seeing here in this series finale. And to that point, Manny, Monday night, both Jax Cash and Eddie Niemann were in the lineup. Cash was behind the plate. Niemann was serving as the DH. And, of course, Williamsport only has two catchers listed on their roster. And the first thing that came to my mind when I saw the lineup was, well, if those two are going to be in the lineup, then who's going to be catching bullpens? And now that we see Sabine Ceballos behind the plate, everything's starting to come together, and you have to infer that it was, in fact, Ceballos who was catching the bullpens for the Crosscutters Monday night. So certainly starting to get familiar with these guys. How familiar he is with them, only time will tell, but certainly a little bit of an interesting decision here from Jesse Litch, manager of the Crosscutters.
Interesting indeed. That's a great point you point out there. And it'll just add another bit of information. It'll just make this third game even more interesting than it is. And again, we have not been informed of a time where this game is supposed to resume. There is no rain has fallen yet. The tarp is over the mound, but no rain or any signs of thunder or lightning have been sighted, at least by us. Just more clouds seem to be rolling in, and as it would have been almost time to start the game, we could go to a short break here and be back after possibly get some more information on the game. And as we get word on the final decision here at Monongahela County Ballpark, the game has now officially been canceled. And again, we were anticipating a thrilling game three, but due to the rolling in storms, as it seems here to our left, it has just been called. That will do it here from Monongahela County Ballpark. Please join us here again, as it'll be me again and my partner Drew calling you another start of another home series. The Frederick Keith will be making their way into Morgantown to play the first game of another three-game series. But again, it's been a pleasure calling the previous two games, and it'll be on to the next here tomorrow. Again, 6:35 anticipated start tomorrow. We thank you all for listening, and join us again tomorrow.